Hi, my name is Mark Jenkins. For the next 15 minutes, I'm going to share some scriptures with you regarding what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. At the end of this video, I'm going to pray with you and give you the opportunity to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, I know this is something that might be new to you. You might not have ever heard about this. Or maybe you have heard about it and you possibly heard some things that are not quite correct. So you have questions about it. So let's look at the scriptures, let's look at the Bible and find out what Jesus said about it. And then it'll give you a better understanding of what's happening when you receive. So the first thing we're going to look at is the book of Acts. The book of Acts takes place after Jesus has returned to heaven. It does have in chapter 1 some comments that he made before he left. So let's look at those. In verse 7 of Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." In verse 8, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." Those are the words of Jesus. He told us that we would receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon us. After this event, there was 120 people that went to what's called the upper room, and they waited for the event to take place in which the Holy Ghost was poured out. And that's what we see in Acts chapter 2. So let's read a few verses from Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them." And verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So what took place here is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost was poured out on humanity at this point and enabled us to not just be filled with the Holy Ghost, but first of all, to receive Jesus and his Lordship. And then, after we do that, to have this experience of being baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And just as it happened here, it can happen in your life. Now, in this event here, they were speaking in a language that they didn't know. It wasn't their normal language, but others around them heard them and recognized that language. Now, what will happen in your life, your experience, is going to be that when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll speak in a language that you won't understand, and it won't be a language that's common to every other person, that anybody else knows. In the instance that happened here in the book of Acts, it's unique to the book of Acts in the fact that all those people were speaking a known language. What's going to happen in your life and in your experience is going to be that you'll speak in a language that is not a known language. It's for a lack of a better way of saying it, it's really the heavenly language, okay? So this is the language that, if you want to say it like this, that God speaks. So don't expect to understand it. Don't expect anybody else to understand it. And don't worry that you don't. So as you pray in just a few minutes, what will happen is that you'll invite the Holy Ghost to come inside of you. He'll do that. He's waiting for the opportunity. And this is assuming that you have already made Jesus the Lord of your life, because that's the first thing that you need to do. Make him Lord of your life. Get born again. Once you do that, now you're eligible for this baptism in the Holy Spirit. And let me give you a scripture on that also. Peter said this in the same chapter of Acts, Acts chapter 2. He said in verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, one and the same. So let me give you another scripture also in the book of Acts, and it's going to be in Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 10, Peter, the same man we read about in Acts chapter 2, has been sharing the gospel in this chapter with Gentiles, not with Jews, but with Gentiles. And towards the end of his message, something happened. Let's read what happened. It says in verse 44, while Peter was yet speaking, or while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard these words. And then you can skip down to verse 46. For they heard them speak, the people that the Holy Ghost fell on, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And Peter answered, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So what this is pointing out is, first of all, a person needs to be born again. As long as you're born again, then you're eligible to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, what comes with it is this evidence of speaking in other tongues. So if you haven't received Jesus, I've made a video. It's available, and you can watch it and learn about receiving Jesus as Lord of your life. Do that, and then come back to this message and follow the instructions, and you can receive the Holy Ghost. And this receiving the Holy Ghost is very simple. It's an act of faith. It's just like when you're born again and you believe Jesus died for your sins, and you make him Lord of your life, you do that by faith. Well, this is the same thing. In this case, you believe that you receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Everything that we just read, that the Holy Ghost is going to baptize you with himself. And when he does that, the evidence of his presence is that you speak. You have the ability to speak with tongues. Now, God doesn't move your mouth for you. That's your decision. That's your. You have to do that on your own. But what you want to do is you want to listen on the inside, and you can begin to hear those tongues being formed inside of you. Just speak out what you're hearing, and you'll feel. Sometimes you might feel something. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you might feel a little bit of an excitement inside of you, and that's great. But if you don't feel anything at all, don't worry. It doesn't mean he's not there. You do this by faith, and you believe that he comes and lives inside of you the instant that you invite him. So let's go ahead and we'll pray this prayer, and you can receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So I'd like for you to pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I see in your word that the Holy Ghost has been poured out on us. And I believe that he's here right now. And Father, I believe that I receive the baptism, the infilling presence of your Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to come and live on the inside of me. And I receive you now in Jesus' name. I want you to believe that you receive him. And now, what I want you to do, I want you to begin to just monitor on the inside of you. Write down where, for lack of a better term, in your belly. How's that? Do you sense a stirring there? Now remember, the Holy Ghost, God, isn't going to move your mouth for you. What you have to do is you have to put words to what you're sensing inside, to what you're you're receiving inside there, put words to it. And it may sound similar to this. Koro bo shandara bato si, kerebete sito, shoroboto koto si. Now, I don't want you to be concerned if you don't have fluency. That'll come. If you only have maybe one or two syllables that you're uttering, don't worry. Just say those. But work on saying something. Speak out. Whatever that stirring that you're sensing inside, speak that out. And it'll sound similar, not identical, but similar to this. Koro bo shanda basito kerebete si. Horoboto shatai. Now you have the ability to start and stop whenever you want to. You're the one in control, but understand this. The instant that you begin, the prayer is being created. The Holy Ghost is the originator, but your spirit man is picking up what he's creating and speaking that, and that's what you're hearing inside, and is your spirit that's doing the praying. That's what Paul tells us, that your spirit prays even though your understanding is unfruitful. So your spirit man is receiving that prayer that the Holy Ghost is originating, and it has a voice, and you're hearing that voice, and that voice is speaking, and that's what you're hearing, and that's what you need to speak out of your mouth right here. So I encourage you, practice this. Listen to this tape. Look up these scriptures until you are able to do this fluently, because you'll be sounding like this. Koda banda shatara baso in no time. But it's going to take an effort on your part to get past some of the thoughts in your mind, some of the wrong doctrine maybe you've heard. Look to the Word of God. We've looked at scriptures. Look up these scriptures. See that for yourself. And I'm confident that you are going to be speaking in tongues with no problem at all. I thank you so much for your time. And I want you to look for more videos like this, where we're going to go into more detail about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and what praying in tongues will do for you. So be blessed, and we'll talk to you again.